as a CAS, Child and Family Services, our primary responsibility is the well-being of children and their families. And this is always at the forefront of our minds, of course. This pandemic has changed the way we deliver services. We've worked harder just to continue working together in new ways to keep our children and youth safe during this time. And our methods of service delivery have had to change, and we have taken unique measures to still be able to provide our services. No matter what, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we are here for children, youth, and families. And if you have a well-being concern about a child or youth, we are here to take those calls. We're here to help. We're here to work together with our First Nation communities. We work in partnership collaboratively with our First Nation to raise our children and keep them safe. I don't know if you've heard our service model, Mama Obikawiswan, and the values and principles that guide our work even during the pandemic. So everyone is working collaboratively to raise our children. So that's the approach we've taken. We're still available open to take calls and concerns coming in, reports coming in all the time.
Can you maybe elaborate on the delivery of service? How has that changed?
Tikanogan has had to adapt to the public health, the government health regulations, and the guidance that they provide, as well as First Nations requests on limiting travel to essential only, and the social distancing that they request that we practice. So, in order to still provide services, we continue to make more frequent calls to foster parents and children in care, with particular attention being paid to high-risk youth. As we all know, during this time, it's very stressful for everyone, and I believe our children and at-risk youth are probably feeling the stress more so. So in-person contact with clients are limited only to urgent child protection matters, and precautionary measures are taken when necessary. So, for example, including health screening questions in advance of in-person visits, so we make sure all those precautions are taken before we do the in-person visits. We are supporting, obviously, foster parents with additional financial support and communication equipment and tools for as many children in care and families as possible, for, you know, so we can communicate, so they can cope with the physical distancing and isolation, so they can have, a sense of connection that way. All essential face-to-face contacts, family visits, and home visits will be postponed until further notice. Contacts and visits will be done by telephone, email, or using any other technology that we can make available to the families and the youth and children we provide service to.
Have you encountered any challenges?
Actually, just like I think anyone, we do have challenges. We because of the lack of in-person contact, we really rely on adults and the lives of children and youth to report concerns of child abuse and neglect. Children and youth who have lost nearly all in-person contact with teachers, elders, youth programs, and other community members still need to be supported. Everyone is staying at home, so children and youth and families may be under increased stress. And we recognize this and do need support. So that's a challenge, and the limited technology that's present in the northern communities. Our problem is that when youth and children and families are experiencing some issues. There is no one there to see it, hear it, or report it. So we encourage adults and other community members to make telephone or virtual check-ins. Reporting child abuse or neglect is still our priority, right? And we encourage that. And anyone reporting suspected child abuse or neglect can call. Can phone Tickamaugan Child and Family Services, and we have a 1-800 number that we've posted, and it's you can call at 1-800-465-3624, and there is coverage available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we're always available to take those calls.
How has the community responded to this?
Because the community is a partner with Tickamaugan, and they are very on board with protecting children, supporting families during this during the global pandemic. Obviously, the challenges of social isolation takes community effort, and that continues to be Tickamaugan Child and Family Services approach. Tickamaugan is working in collaboration with each First Nation we serve in regards to pandemic plans and Tickamaugan service delivery, including arrangements for regular and emergency contact with First Nation leadership. So our staff are following any pandemic measures implemented by each individual First Nation, and our service teams will continue to operate in each community and respond to needs. So we're working very closely with the First Nations efforts to keep everyone safe during this time, so we're following their guidance as well as the public health guidance. I'm wishing everyone, wishing everyone stay safe, stay well, and look forward to coming out of this pandemic.